Well, first of all, we had no idea the Rainbow Group was coming to Rout County until about 7 or 8 days ago. And then since that time, we've been working with our state and federal partners to prepare for it. We're doing everything within our legal means to keep the group in check. And in other words, to make sure it's as safe as it can be. We have no jurisdiction to prevent anybody or any group from coming to Rout County. And we specifically don't have jurisdiction on federal land. We do have jurisdiction on County Road 80, which runs through the National Forest. Part of this preparation, the National Forest Service had asked me to provide an additional 4 deputies per day to assist them. And that's what I've done. I don't have the manpower to facilitate that with our staffing. So I went out to the Sheriff's Association and requested in other agencies to help. We are actually paying them to do that. And we have deputies coming from various counties across the state to help us facilitate that request from the Forest Service. So we are actively enforcing state and local laws, and the federal government is enforcing the federal laws that where they have jurisdiction.
What are the state laws, things they're doing?
Well, they're working interdiction. It's not unusual for this group to have drugs and firearms. In the last few years, firearms have become more and more popular at this event, but we are actively working to try to mitigate for the influx of illegal drugs and firearms coming into our county.